The message you're about to listen to has been altered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Thank you so much. Please help me celebrate one more time this. The great discussions today. I'm aware that your wife is higher than you in rank in the military. Yes, so that means your wife dishes out order. I'm sure that's why they want to make you humble at home. So if you're a second lieutenant, your wife is a captain. So you can tell you go and wash plate. It's very... I don't understand. So in the military, the wife is higher in rank. So if you beat your wife, they will order you to the guard room. Because your wife will just give the order. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. That means that women are powerful in this whole situation. Come on, give about 10 persons a hug and you may be seated. 10 persons. With that same vein, there's tea at the back if you want to take before they... Thank you. I think there's tea and some crackers. Please be fast because we have to leave here by 10. And watching all in everything we're doing today, I was just, it's as if they were preaching what I wanted to say here. I saw people running, fathers and married men running to go and get key, go and get shoe. And it just shows that there's something in man. And that's what we want to do today. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." He didn't say the Son of Man came to save and to seek that who was lost. Or to save who was lost. This is the story of Zacchaeus. As Zacchaeus repented of what he did, not because Jesus hounded him or criticized him or wrote about him on Facebook or social media. He just went to have lunch or went to visit the person in his house and just fellowship with the person. And I believe Jesus was going, and the man said, "Today, it's a strange phenomenon to me." And Jesus made this statement. It says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And the question I need to ask, what was lost in the garden? In Genesis chapter 1, we saw how God created man. And the Bible says he formed man and put man in the garden. That means that man was not formed in the garden. He was put in the garden. And what did man lose by reason of the fall? There is a shortage of the gospel that we have not preached well. Most times what we preach in the gospel is man fell and there's redemption. It's half of the story. The real full story is that man was created, man fell, man was redeemed, and there's a fourth one we don't talk about. Man now begins to restore. It's restored to the original version. That's why it says we are a brand new creature. That means that it's a version that nobody has ever seen before. Because restoration to God is not restoring back to where you fell from, but restored back to a higher perspective. to a higher perspective. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We bless you. We thank you for your word. Today we are talking and we're having conversations with men. We have a responsibility. You created us in your own image. And Lord, we don't know what it means to be a man anymore. But with you we can. Help us in Jesus' name. So I want to talk about the heart and soul of a man. The heart and the soul of a man. What was lost in the garden? The only thing is, if you are like us, we grew up in church. To be a Christian is to be a nice guy. There are rules of what not to do, like the father told him, don't beat your wife. Don't sleep with another man's wife. It's as if Christianity is a form of rules and regulation. That when you do this, you do this, or you don't do this, you don't do this. Your way is clear. Heaven is real. Now, let's go back to the original version. Let's assume that man did not sin. Man did not fall. That we came and we still saw Adam here today. What will we be doing? That there was no eating of the fruit, nothing, no death, nothing. You know, sometimes we actually believe that heaven is a place where all of us will be singing. Especially hymns. For those of us that, so to eternity, will you be singing? I'm not sure you want to go to that place. Even if worship is okay. Until we get the full picture, then the restoration of man, that was lost, can never be found. You must understand that gender issue is so important to God because that's how we bear his image. We were created in the image of God. Male and female, he created them. The first account was the creation. The next account, Genesis chapter 2, was the forming. And man was formed first, and he was formed from the dust of the ground. And God breathed it to him. And so, when people begin to touch the issue of gender, that means that they are touching the origin. And when the origin is touched, that means that the design has been reformatted. And that's why many people who will say, oh, many Christians are against same-sex marriage. Because no, same-sex marriage or your race is not determined by you. It's determined by the Creator. Your gender, your sex, your color, your skin color is not determined. So when people begin to deal with people because of their skin color and everything, it touches the very nature of God. Because God is the one that created that. So when man fell, something in his heart was lost. Compromised, something in his heart was wounded, something in his heart was surrendered, and something in his heart was demoralized. You know, nobody talked about the abused boy. Nobody talked about the humiliated man. It seems as if, I'm not saying that women are not abused, I'm not saying that there's this thing. It may shock you that some men have been raped. But nobody talks about that. Because it's an issue for a man to say, I'm wounded. And so, in this room today, most of us, we hide. And I believe God is saying, I've come to restore that which you lost. You see, when I was watching that game today, I saw some very quiet people. When they sit, they're very quiet. I saw one person who knew that the wife was watching, being very active. They won't do that. They won't jump over a chair. Have you seen men in church when they say hug each other? They just jump over. No, they are. Especially in this environment where everything is conditioned. But that's not what I saw today. So there are some things that was lost, and we need to get it back. So man is a warrior like his father. The Bible says he's a man of war. In Exodus 15:13, it said the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. In Psalm 24, verse 7, it said, who is the King of glory? Verse 8. It said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and we are created in the image. So we are men of war. And if you ask an officer, say, an officer is supposed to be a gentleman, but he's a warrior. How can you become a gentleman and a warrior at the same point in time? A gentleman, so you are not supposed to carry anything, you are not supposed to misbehave. I'm not sure you are supposed to eat on the road. So you are a gentleman. But there is a warrior inside that person that when man fell, that warrior tendency, because this is what happened. When man was created, we were born into war. Every film has a villain. Is that not true? Because that's the story. You cannot have a film that does not have a villain, or that film will not be interesting. Every film goes through one circle. And if you know the circle, when the film starts, you know how it's going to end. But you must understand that we are born into war. Why? Because the enemy was already on earth before we showed up. And until we get that fight back, many of us have gone into resignation. Because either the circumstance was too hard. Just imagine Adam appearing in the scene. The animals, no name. And nothing was going on. He needed to now co-create with God. Because why? Now he says, now your first job is to name everything. That means that Adam was still fighting. So that the job of man was this. Come into this. Look at what I have created. Replicate it over the earth. So that the enemy has nowhere to hide. There will be so much light on the earth that we literally kick the devil out of the planet. That was the goal. So even when, if we had come to meet Adam and there was no sin, that's what we'll be doing. So that means that in going to heaven, the Bible says in Revelation, a new earth and a new heaven will come. Jesus' first sermon, I'm not saying there's no heaven because people will say, oh, you don't want us to know. If heaven was so important, then Jesus' first sermon would have been that, repent, I'm coming to take you back to heaven. We're still coming back because heaven is an industrious place. So you better know your assignment here because that's what you will do for eternity. Because the goal is to actually make us come into, we're born into war. So you're going to fight war all through the rest of your life. And an adventure film that there's no adventure. Is it an adventure film? You were born into an adventure. So sometimes it will be sweet. Sometimes your heart will be racing very well. Sometimes, you know, when the game started first time, people were still taking it easy. Because, you know, quatak, before five, I would get one. When you now knew that it's only one chair that is remaining, I saw somebody trap another brother. He didn't say we are the same brothers. There was no... to show you. So, listen. I've heard this statement. Be a man. Maybe you should give me a mic. What does it mean to be a man? Because our wives will say, be the man. Your father will say, are you not a man? Then when somebody wants to say, now man be this. Then the question, because I'm confused when they say, be the man. Who is the man? Please, who will help me? What does it mean to be a man? Please give him.
Praise God. I think drawing from that context, they expect the man to always be in control.
To be in control.
To be in control.
Okay. Then the Holy Spirit is not there anymore. There's no right and wrong answer. So that you don't think I know it. Me, myself, I'm confused. What does it mean to be a man? Our fathers told us. Thank God the father told them, we say, to be a man, don't slap your wife, don't sleep with another man's wife. That's what the father taught him when he was in primary one. So to him, then, a man is somebody that doesn't slap his wife, that doesn't sleep with another person's wife.
Okay, I think don't show fear and don't show emotions.
Don't show fear, don't show emotions.
There's somebody here, sir.
I think to be a man is to be a physical image of God present in the earth.
A physical image of God present in the earth. Thank you so much. You see, in this room, we're not up to 1,000 men. Three different things to be a man. So when somebody tells, when somebody makes a statement, be a man, there are different ideas. He said, be a man. Okay, I'll be in charge of my home. Control. Nobody. I'm the physical representation of Jesus here. It's not wrong. It's just that we have not been taught. But the question is, what is Jesus like? Because Jesus is the perfect representation of a man. Not even me, your pastor. It's not your father. In studying the life of Jesus, who is a man, what did he do? If you say he should be in control, he wasn't in control, his disciples left him. If you say men does not cook, I saw Jesus cooking for his disciples, say, come and eat. If you say man does not show emotion, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible. So for me, if I'm confused on being a man, of that question, be the man, I would like to see, what is Jesus like? Jesus was both tender and fierce. He was the one stopping and speaking to the religious order of the day, and he was not compromising at all. He was the one saying, let the little children come to me. It was the one that wept over the death of Lazarus. The Bible says, and Jesus had compassion on them and healed them. It was the one that took a whip and flogged and turned the tables in the temple. It's a lion and a lamb. And David demonstrated this being the lion and the lamb. And the question we should be asking ourselves, the recovery of the warrior in a man is the healing of the man. Where did you lose your warrior ability? You know, sometimes most men have resigned their faith. Nigeria is hard, this world is difficult. The only thing I need to do is to get out of this place, or sometimes they commit suicide. So when we do inner healing for men, the thing we are trying to say is that let's restore you back to the warrior person. And this warrior has of the man has been so attacked even by the valiant, the enemy, that has made us to go to the other extreme. To want to prove to people that you are the man. So most men have been emasculated, alienated, or feminized. In other words, most men, the masculine nature of them have been removed. And some of them have been feminized. When men are raised by women, the woman will say, no, my pikin, no, they do that kind, you know. There is no boy that did not want to be Tarzan then when we were growing up. There's no boy that does not want to be Ben 10. There's no boy that does not put something wrapper on his neck and is flying. There's no boy that did not do police and thief in our time. You don't even need to teach the boy. There's no boy. And nobody wants to be the bad guy in police and thief. I mean, police should be thief. And so most times, when women raise boys, you know what they do? No, don't do this, don't do this. Sometimes I say, Pastor Charles, I say, let the boy run. If he fall, let him just peel his body. He would learn. I remember one time my son was going to touch. He was small. There's a lamp on my bed. I told him not to touch it. He said, in his mind, he said, what do I know? You know, they want to try things. And he went to touch the bulb. And the bulb is not his father. Nobody advised him. He removed the sand. You see, that nature of inquiry, that nature of wanting to try stuff, most times is being removed because people don't want you to take risk. And especially if you're raised by women. When he touched it, it burnt his hand. When I was going near, you see, he was the one dragging me back. No, don't near there. That place is too, it's not meant for you anymore. Does it not shock you what you did? You see, I remembered one time, I was in boarding house. 2 years ago, I remember this thing. I was not afraid. Those days, we just break bounds. We go under the fence, we pass. And my school to town is forest. In between, there's no house, nothing. No light, nothing, darkness. Imagine second walking to school at that point in time by 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the night. Walking back from town. On the road, we're gisting. Normal. As if we are the king of the road and king of this city. There's no car, nothing. We just trek. It's about from there to the distance, about 30 minutes walk. They'll be gisting. You now pass under the fence. Baba, you pass under. You pass through the farm. What if there's trap and everything? There's snake and everything. We didn't even think about it. Do you know if your parents knew what you did? If your parents knew what you did. And all these were the perversion of the warrior inside. So there was something inside of you that was trying to gain expression. We put our hands. And if the enemy tempts you like that, then if you are not careful, you get addicted at that age. And now, you are now manifesting those addictions at 52 years. And so God came to restore that. The other extreme is that they have been over-masculinated. In other words, you are no longer feminized. You are no longer a masculine or the masculinity in you. You are now over the board. You are now in control of everything. You are now, you want to do it, you want to dish order to people. If there's nobody answering to you, you have removed the tender nature you have, you are now fierce. You are not supposed to be only a lion, you are supposed to be a lamb. So you are supposed to be a killer sheep. And I want to share 3 things I believe God wants to restore to men. The first one is adventure to live. adventure to live. The rich fool, after getting an harvest, say, I will tell my soul to rest. He didn't want to live any other adventure anymore. Does it not shock you that if you have achieved a goal, if you are not careful, you can relax? When Adam was here, his adventure was to replicate the garden all over the earth. So he was working. Not because he's working for food, but he's working because he's working for his father. And it's an adventure. It's an adventure to live. You need to recover that so that you don't get on your bed and you don't want to stand up anymore. You know, sometimes somebody will wound you to the extent that maybe you have been doing something in that workplace, doing so much, and nobody recognizes you. Or they come and they tell you that you are, you know, you can resign. And most men have resigned from it, especially sometimes when your wife tells you, what have you done for me since I married you? There's this adventure that God wants to restore in your life. And this adventure is going to take some form of risk. How can a young boy trek from here to Libya by road? There is that adventure innate in that man. You know some of our beliefs, especially our superstition. Imagine you tell your mother now that you are going to take the next flight to the moon. What will your parents tell you? The whole your phone will be ringing throughout the night. People will, because he has told everybody. He said, but I'm not paying anything, it's for free. Saying, hey, that's what we are talking. Our village juju has come. And that adventure, I believe, is what we lost when man sinned. An adventure to live. The call to be in this kingdom work is not a call to comfort and convenience. It's an adventure. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's like the movie Braveheart. What's your adventure to live? You see, people think that when they have money, everything will be solved. Now they have money, they are now bored. So that's why they must use the money to create job for themselves. So they must go to a club throughout the night. So they are on night duty. Because inside of you, I'm telling you, inside of you is an adventure to live. And may God restore that right adventure. Because sometimes people because of what you are going through, they will advise you out of your destiny. You see, that's why the Bible says a military man does not bother himself with civilian issues. The military man here will actually know what an adventure is. To be in the military is an adventure. Is that adrenaline that pumps them? Every form of at ease have been removed. And you'll be wondering how they are happy going to fight. Because they can't give you that training. You know what happened? I was in training for like a month. 1 month when we had a training of young professionals. We're in Standard Trust. 1 month, Monday to Sunday. There was no church, nothing. After 1 month, I was saying, give me Benin or I die. Because of the different this thing, we were ready to tear the market and everything. Why? Because they pumped you. Listen, when you receive the Holy Ghost, it's for power. It's good to shake. It's good to speak in tongues. No, he said you shall receive power. And when you are going for adventure, you need power. You need to be equipped. So the Holy Spirit comes from equipment for this adventure. So that when somebody tells you, you go see, you go tell them, I was talking to one man, he's a Christian. And he is in the marketplace, he's in governance space. And somebody was telling him, say, he bless everybody for this place. Bless they carry something come. He looked the person, say, you no carry. And you no carry. Ah. I'm bad for you no carry. Say, and I looked at him and said, what you carry? Say if I tell you, you go die. That's all. He just left. No, you must carry something. There's nothing. In this adventure, you must carry something. The reason why many of us are afraid of this adventure is that you don't know what you carry. You don't know what you carry. Because in the marketplace, in that space, there is battle. Now, Jesus did not make it any lighter. He said, you shall receive power. Because for this adventure, you must be loaded. Because everybody comes into the marketplace with power. But power pass power. The next one is that a battle to fight over the villain. That battle to fight. Because in the adventure, there are battles, different battles. And this is the lifestyle that Jesus came. He came for an adventure. He had different fights to fight. And you are going to fight them. Some of you will come against witches and wizards. It's okay. The reason why every film has a villain, they copied it from the maker. They copied from the word. Even without man falling, the devil was still in the garden. The only thing is that man did not take instructions from him. When man took instructions from him, everything was over. So that means that the enemy was in the garden when man was there. Yeah. Was there. So even if we did not meet the day, you know, some of you will say, if Adam did not sin, our life would be okay. Is that not what you said? As if work is sin. Work came before sin. He said, cultivate and keep the garden. So work that you are going to work, say, oh, every day work. No, it was there before man sinned. Just like there was sex before sin. So we would have had some battles to fight because we were born into war. And so we need to recover that battle that you have to fight. Some of us is to start some companies. The battle the man had to fight was to reconcile two villages. And he had the reputation capital to do that, but God helped him. Am I making myself clear? To some people, they will resign and say, all is over. I don't have this reputation capital. Nothing's going on. Everything. Some of us start business and one small mistake, one small thing, will come to church and be crying. I surrender. They will not be blaming God. Go and see somebody that is not a believer. He's prospering. Look at us who are believers. No, because they are doing what you are not doing. Because they understand their system. You see, the priesthood of every man should not be taken for granted. Your priesthood. Because most times, most of us who are in the marketplace, you know what we do? We forget our priesthood and we are staying in our kingship. Your foundation for kingship is your priesthood. Because somebody who is with Okpo going to the marketplace has what he does, three things he does every day before he comes out. It is us. So when somebody was giving a testimony that I stay in scriptures and I choose scriptures and I'm there and I see believers going to the marketplace speaking English, you are now a motivational speaker. Listen, it's power. It's power. It's power. You can't be in this battle without power. And so, your priesthood, he said we are royal priesthood. That means that we are royalty, but there's a priesthood. That means that your Bible study, your speaking in tongues, your declaration every day. Because in the marketplace, that's when you declare what you have heard in the secret place. And that's why the fact that you hear God does not mean that you don't need a pastor. He said, I will give you pastors after my heart. I was talking to somebody recently. I said, there are some things you are doing nobody knows. You are powerful. You know, in our Christian work, most times they say, hey, all of us hear God now. What is God going to tell me? No. That's not what it's supposed to be. There are some things you need to start doing. And what are the things you need to start doing? Your priesthood. Your priesthood. Your connection to others who lays hand on you and commission you. A David must also always need a priest. He must need an Abiathar there. He must have a Samuel. Even when Samuel was going to be Lord, he had another one. Why? David was a prophet, was a king, was the only that entered the temple and ate the shoe bread and nothing happened. But he still had somebody who ministered into his life. You can't charge into this battle without having that as your foundation. So that when you get to that place and the battle is fierce, you shall hear behind you, here is the way, walk therein. That's what makes you the man. Jesus said, and he himself knew what to do. And he himself knew what to do. And he himself knew, not once, not twice. And that's why I believe God is asking us today, what do you want him to do for you? And the last one is, a beauty to rescue. How many of you want to be a hero? You don't want to be a hero. You want to be a hero of your beauty. That's why my brother, if he was running, let me impress my wife. And the person that won did not have anybody's rescuing. But he will go and look for and say, you know, I won this because of you. Everybody wants to be a priest. There's a David went to bring Philistine skin, foreskin of the foreskin of 100 Philistines. Why? Because of a Micah. You see, when most men have been battered by failed relationship, they resign themselves. When man fell, there was a break between Adam and Eve. But innate in every man, that's why when they get money wrongly, what they look for? A beauty to rescue. I can't imagine David running from Saul, still having wives. Oh, you didn't understand? It was a guerrilla fighter. I was acquiring women. So, there's an adventure to live for. I believe this is what God comes to restore in the heart of men. There are many of us who have resigned. No more adventure. Want to play it safe. No, you can't play it safe. There's a woman looking up to you. Your wife is going, looking up to you. The person you want to get married to is looking up to you. And inside of you is that you want to be somebody's hero. That's why you see young boys will say, I'm mommy's hero. I'm daddy's hero. There's no amount. You see, when you get to a place, you know, when boys are 13, they are going, but their sex drive has kicked in. Eh? When they start liking a girl, use the girl to say, don't worry, I will invite her to the house tomorrow. the room will be clean, straight. How many of you dress very well because you know? You don't need to punish the boy. 50, say no problem. This is your room, this thing. Stella will be coming home. He's coming to do something for me. And I'm sure you want her to see your room like this. Eh? All of a sudden, perfume will be in the room. Because she wants her to go and tell people, say, a very clean boy. There's no need. Don't spend your life trying to reduce risk. It will kill you. It will kill you. It will kill you. We want to play it safe. So even when God is telling you, this is where I want you to be, you're looking at how do I mitigate the risk. Around this place. No doubt, these three things that God wants to restore is also an attraction for the enemy to tempt you. His adventure to live by, I believe Adam was so much in that he neglected to communicate with his wife. He was so much fighting battle. And he needed to please his wife. That's why he ate it. The beauty to rescue. So when you are going further in life, with more battles come many temptations. And if you are not careful, that you must now begin to learn to ask God, which battle should I take on? Or else, you will try to rescue many beauties as much as possible. They'll call you fine boy. You think you are not the fine boys of all the girls. Let me tell you, in the making of beautiful women, there's no end. Next year, beautiful ones will be born. The other year, there's no end. And there's no end in making them in different countries, different shapes and sizes. The Bible says, and God formed woman. That word is not formed. He fashioned. Fashioned. That's why the man said, yeah! Bone of my bone. I've looked at all these people here because all of them were naked then. Because man is the only animal that the only person creation that wears clothes. No matter how you put monkey clothes, a monkey is still not a fine boy. So the more we try to reduce risk, it will kill us. And I believe we have come to the place where we need to restore. Restore back those things. So that you stop reducing risk. Because let me tell you the truth. There are some positions you will be placed. And if you are not careful, you resign. You don't want to fight anymore because you have already done this thing. And it seems as if you want to die here. As a pastor, there are some things you will be doing, there's some project you do. As you finish, you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then I say, okay, arise now. I say, no. My heart is still panting. Well, I say, no. And most times we'll try to mitigate risk, we'll try to reduce it. Some of us will travel and relocate out of the country. Others, it's more risk, that's why they are relocating. Others is because they are avoiding. And if there's no disadventure in your life, let me tell you the truth, your life will be boring. The way you think, the way you live reveals what you think about God. If you live for adventure, you live to take risks, you live to this thing, that means that you always believe that God is with you. When you resign yourself to fate, it's not. Thank you. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. I believe God is restoring the original pattern for man, that which was lost in the garden. That which was lost. You know, the circumstances our nation is today, and maybe your family and all those things, even your workplace, might make you to resign and say, "It didn't concern me." And there's no fight anymore in you. Maybe there are many men who feel abandoned. There are many men here who feel humiliated, wounded, compromised. And I believe God is bringing back the heart and the soul of men back to the original design, where there's an adventure to live. You pick up yourself. That was what made Elijah to lose his ministry. There was an adventure, one last adventure with the prophets of Baal, killing them, and one woman sent a message. A woman sent a message. Say, "I will have your head." And Elijah ran. Who is threatening you? Or what is threatening you? And God said, you know what he said? "Go and anoint Elisha in your stead." Discouragement is one of the things that plagues men. Especially when you start a business, it's not good. I called one businessman one time and I said, "Never, never don't run away from your creditors. It's business. In business, you didn't borrow, you leverage. It's called leverage. If it's not done," I told him I was a banker, "go and meet them face to face. This is my plan. This is my plan. This is my plan. And if you are a man that carries the breath of God, you shall hear behind you. Whether you are the one that made the mistake or somebody made the mistake, God has a second plan. He has a third. He has a fourth. He has still uncountable. He can bring it out. I'm telling you." The last time I called him, he said, "I've almost paid them the money." There's a fight in you. It was programmed by God there. It was programmed by God. Circumstance and everything wants to weigh you down, wants to put you down, want to make you compromise, wound your soul, violate you. You no longer, all you want to do is to be on your bed. All you want to do is to just go out, get out of the country. And I'm not saying don't travel. But if because of one thing is making you to resign, when you get there, there's still battle to fight. There are bills to pay there, even more. And there's nobody to tell you. You can't call somebody, "Send me a show for 1,000, never. I want you to lay your hands on your heart, on your chest, and just ask, "Lord, restore. Restore the warrior in me. Restore the warrior in me. Restore the warrior in me." Restore the warrior. Every time they are going to war, the children of Israel say, "Fight for your wife, fight for your children. Fight. Fight. Fight." It's there. It was programmed by God in you. Restore the warrior in me. Restore the pursuit in me. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 I don't know whether you have done something wrong and the enemy is accusing you. No doubt, maybe you did something wrong. You violated and transgressed the commands of God. This is the time where you say, "Restoration, Lord, help me. Call for mercy. Call for mercy. Call for mercy. is the one that convicts. He doesn't condemn, but he convicts. He doesn't condemn, but he convicts. Lift up your voice. 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 Restore the fighter in me. Restore the warrior in me. Let me war for my wife, war for my children, war for the generation I may never see. Some of the things that are in my bloodline, the iniquity in my bloodline, let me become the warrior that will defeat it, so my children, my sons, will not fight them. We always win the battle. Help me to fight them and win so that I can give victory to my to the next generation. Come on, lift up your voice. Men in my lineage, they beat women. They violate them. Help me. Help me to be the one that will rescue and restore your original design so that my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and even my lineage will not have to fight that again. Help me to fight this villain and defeat that spirit that wants to put us in bondage. Help me. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. You were created in the image of God. That's why you are called Father. The identity of Father God given to you. Our Father is a man of war. And that DNA has given to us as men. We are men of war. We are men of honor. But we are also men of war. It's an honorable thing to fight and get into this adventure. Because it's a fight that I will win. It has been guaranteed. The match has been fixed by him. In the mighty name of Jesus. This same prayer you have prayed, look for a brother, hold his two hands and start praying for the brother. Lord, let this thing not be upon my brother. The condemnation the enemy is bringing. I pray for mercy over my brother. I pray for mercy over my brother. Lord, let the warrior, the fighter in my brother be restored. Let the warrior, the fighter in my brother be restored. Let my brother go back to his wall. The wall that he is to fix for this generation. The adventure to live by. Come on, lift up your voice. Pray for your brother. 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 Mani yaba. Ora kabasokora. Ilabadadadada. Zikabasokora. Rokabasokora kada. Yabadadadada. Zikabasokora. Marikabasokola. Ibadadadadada. Zikabasokora. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 Pray for your brother. Adventure to live by. Let him discover his assignment again. Every abandoned assignment, let him go back there. The battle to fight. Lord, show him the battle to fight. Let him know that you are with him, that he has been equipped for what is going on. In 2020, he must fight some battles. He must fight some battles because he must bring back the crown and lay it at the feet of the Father. We are to cast our crowns, but we must win crowns. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 Restore back his true masculinity. Restore back my brother's true masculinity. Restore back my brother's true masculinity. Oh. Shakaparakata. Likataya parakata. Leave your brothers and you can now speak in the mysteries. Pray the way you want to pray. There is a warrior in you that wants to be free. There is a fighter in you that wants to be free. Mandi yabala kataya baraba. Rekapa sokola kataya. Rebarabara. Zeka barabarabara. Ika bararara. Zobala kataya barara. Yabada da 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 da. Zika basokora. Roka papa 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 sikapa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There's a warrior in us that wants to be free. That was lost, let it be restored, Lord. We'll fight for our children. We'll fight for our wives. We'll fight for our sisters. We'll fight for this nation. Loka mandeyaba. Ibaraka pasokola. Iadaboros. Lord, we need your help. We need your help. You are the ever-present help in time of need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Jesus, we love you. I pray for every man here. If you want me to pray, just stretch your hands towards me. Mighty God, you sent us Jesus as a perfect representation of a man. He was both tender and fierce. He completed his assignment. He was intentional about it. He knew where to go and knew where not to go. He raised 12 men. He raised others. And he gave us a blueprint. He spoke into the hearts of women, spoke in the hearts of children, and into the hearts of men. Father, I pray for every one of us here. All the men represented, they represent households. Let them be fashioned in the manner of Jesus Christ. It will be from glory to glory, from level to level. They will get to places and they will remember how Jesus functioned. We cancel fear from their lives. We release them to their adventure. We release them to their battlefields. Will lead them to the fight that they have been structured to win from when time began. It was programming to them in Psalm 139. It was programming your DNA before one day actually appeared. We declare that you will act your script. I declare right now, the script you came from heaven, you will act it out. Every day of the week, every day of the, every year, every week, every month, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That blueprint you came with from heaven will be the one you will act out in the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone of you, any one of us here acting out another script, Father, we ask for restoration. Restore us back to the original design in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on, put your hands together. Give him praise. 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 Who is taking after me? Give him praise. If you have your offering, please. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.com. www.ifiscalimageofgod.org.